Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited that our good friend Mary Cantando is back on the show. Mary is one of the top entrepreneurship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, and she's the author of Leading with Care, and also The Woman's Advantage. That's another book. You're starting to get the idea here, folks. She focuses on women entrepreneurship, but she's an equal opportunity person. So if you can benefit from her, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. You can do that. And I always listen when Mary speaks. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it is always to be so much fun to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, and especially when you come back and on the show and talk to us about some of the things that you're seeing out there in the marketplace, in the economy. What have you picked up? What have you learned this year from small business owners that you've seen?
Well, first of all, I always learn so much from them. As I travel around the country, I meet so many individuals who have businesses of all sizes. So from people who work out of their extra bedroom to individuals who are running really multi-million, $100 million mm-hmm. businesses. And I find also that a lot of the smaller business owners that can't seem to get traction make some of the same consistent mistakes. They make some of the same mistakes, and those are the kind of things that kind of stand in their way and prevent them from moving ahead.
Huh.
So I've during the course of the year, I made a list of five mistakes that I consistently see small business owners making.
Now, are these women making these mistakes, or are any small business making these mistakes?
Well, let me tell you, of course, I focus exclusively on women business owners.
Because if it's just women, we could have a lot of fun with that.
I know you could. But no, I see that this is an area where there is no segregation between the sexes.
All right.
I see men making many of the same mistakes that women make.
Okay, give us one of them. What's an example?
Well, one is what I call kind of flighty networking.
Say that again.
These people. Flighty networking.
As in unserious.
As in disorganized,
yeah.
Kind of like, throwing the spaghetti up against the wall,
right,
and seeing what's going to stick instead
mm-hmm.
of having a plan and having it work out. What they do is they're just like always going to all these miscellaneous events. And they kind of don't think ahead of time, okay, now who's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, is it a good use of my time and money to even go?
Right.
Is my target market going to be there? Not
mm-hmm.
that when you're going out to network, you're about sell. That certainly isn't what I'm saying.
Right.
But are the people who are going to be there the kind of people that you need to get to know, the kind of people who maybe have the same clients in common that
mm-hmm.
you might have, or perhaps even some of your existing clients are there and you could just spend the time to touch base with them? Rather, they just kind of go to these events just because they haven't put any forethought
into
it.
Well, some people live their life that way, Mary. They live their life that way. But one of the points I think you're making is that some networking event opportunities are more long range thinking networking. Some of them are short term. For example, if you're going to a Rotary meeting, you're a member of a Rotary club. That's a long term type of networking opportunity. If you're going to a Business Network International meeting where they're actually exchanging referrals, that's a short-term type of thing. You have to kind of put things in perspective, don't you?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You really do. You have to just make sure that it's a good strategic move for you. That you,
right.
you know, you've only got so many hours in the day. It's going to take you so long to drive to get there. Perhaps so much cost to get in, the time of the meeting, so much time to drive back. You could spend easily a half a day to attend a networking event
right.
that has absolutely no value to your business.
Right. All right. What's another? Let's get another one in here. Another mistake.
Well, another one, and this is, you know, maybe kind of ties in with networking, but it's this whole concept of volunteering. And I see people who tell me, oh, I'm too busy to volunteer. I can't become involved in that.
And they don't realize it's the best PR you can get.
Oh, it's the best everything you can get. I believe every hour that I invest in volunteer work comes back to me tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You're on a committee, and you never know who else is going to be on that committee. It could be your next big customer, could be somebody who refers you to your next big customer. The kind of people that you'll meet in working, what you'll learn from working sometimes in some of these events, some of the insider information you're able to pick
mm-hmm.
up, or just the business knowledge you're able to pick up. Or it's just amazing the kind of things and that kind of those kind of one-to-one relationships that you build by working with
mm-hmm.
someone on something. I don't care if it's working at a soup kitchen
right.
or if you're working on the biggest fun drive for your city.
You know, Mary, this what you're talking about is demonstrating your values to the marketplace. And I've been saying for a long time now, and I'm convinced this is correct, Mary, that your business has always needed to deliver value to customers, but more and more customer expectations are going to include what are your values. And what you're talking about, when you talk about volunteering, that's demonstrating, putting your values right out front. What do you think?
That is exactly it. That you're saying, you know, my community is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
This school is important to me. This organization is important to me. The health of our children is important to me. Whatever you're volunteering,
right.
whatever organization you're involved in, you are saying, this is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then by association, the other people who are volunteering there are saying, this is important to them.
Right.
So you've immediately got this link that
right.
binds you with those people.
Mary, give us your website quickly.
WomanBusinessOwner.com.
WomanBusinessOwner.com. We're going to take a quick break. Mary Cantando and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.